Blog Talk Radio.
Daily Go Get a Mission Show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on this Flashback Friday, thank God it's Friday, we are talking about how much opinions do or don't matter. How much opinions do or don't matter? Listen, like I was telling y'all in the preamble, we have been taught, we have been raised, we have been made to believe that opinions are just like a-holes. Opinions are like a-holes. Everybody has one. So we've been taught to believe in ourselves and believe in what we think and don't believe the hype of what other people think about us, because essentially we've been taught that they are haters. Anybody who has negative opinions towards us, we have been kind of taught to believe that they're just hating on us. They don't want to see us shine. They don't want to see us do better. They really just want to tease us and make us feel bad, make us cry, and just tear down our whole prideful structure of ourselves. But is that true? Is that true? You know, if opinions are like a-holes, and everybody has one, how can they not be important? I guess we weren't supposed to ask or probe that far. I guess if we ask those kinds of questions, we're pretty much siding with the people who have the negative opinions against us. But I don't see it that way. And I'm wondering if y'all see it that way also. Because as much as we hear people grandstanding on the internet, and you know, we hear people grandstanding on the internet all the time talking about how they don't care about what nobody thinks. I-D-G-A-F, I don't give a F, I don't give a F. What nobody think, what nobody say, what nobody feels. But you know, the evidence all points towards we do care. Of course we care what other people's opinions of us are. How can we not? Do you realize that if we didn't care about other people's opinions of us, we wouldn't dress up or at least dress in a way that looks business casual when we go to get a job? We would just show up at the job any old kind of way, hair looking all any old kind of way. Maybe we would even be going in there smoking or whatever. We really wouldn't and shouldn't have any respect for or regard for any rules if we really don't care about what other people's opinions of us are. But people's opinions of us are the things that get us elected, the things that get us selected, the things that get us chosen, the things that include us instead of excluding us. And maybe even people's opinions of us exclude us from things that are bad and include us on things that are good. But they are opinions. If someone does not know you and they have opportunities for you, isn't it their opinion of you that will make them choose you for something that they have an opportunity for you for? It's their opinion because they don't know you. You know, they have to go by your resume. They have to go by what you showed them in an interview and things like that. And that's just on the job. So you know, if people's opinions of you in business matter, how can they not matter at home? How can they not matter in your personal life? They do matter. And we do certain things to make sure that people's opinions of us are of a higher standard. We don't like to look at it that way, and we definitely are discouraged from saying that. But look at all the evidence. All of you have a home. Do you have furniture in your home? Do you keep your house up? Is your house painted? Or, you know, are all of the gutters and the siding and all of that kind of stuff, are those things intact? Do you sweep up in front of your home? Make sure that your lawn is cut. What are you going to do? You going to say that you only do that because that's the way you like for it to look? Do you invite people over to your home and try to make them comfortable when they get there? Do you have nice home furnishings? Do you make sure that your children are respectful? You only do that because you think that that's the right thing to do. Well, where did you get that kind of thinking from? How did you find out where did you get your opinion about what's nice, what's expensive, what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong? Where did we get those? We probably got them from somebody else's opinions that they taught to us. What's going on, T. Carrie Wright? Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. Emily Dunlap is in the house. Bow! About to turn it out. But yeah, you know, we want to make sure that people treat us with respect. Is it possible that we want their opinion of us to be that we are somebody who is worthy of respect? Sounds feasible to me. To me, it sounds feasible and it sounds reasonable. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that the way that I apply this science is the way that everybody else applies to it. But one thing I don't think or I do not believe is that people don't care about other people's opinions of those. Now, some of us will say that I don't care about people's opinions of us that I don't know. But I don't know how that can be true either. Because like I was talking about with the job or an opportunity for a job or some other opportunity to be able to make money
or improve yourself in some area. If someone does not know you, then they can only go on their opinion of you. So what are you going to do in order to make sure that their opinion of you is that you need or you deserve something good instead of to be left behind, ignored, or shut out or cut out of an opportunity? You know what? I was watching this video last night, right? And this video, it was about the pros and cons of living in Philadelphia. And the guy who was doing the video was actually living in Arizona. And he looked familiar to me, ghostly familiar. He said that he went to Penn State. I'm not sure if I know him from there, but I definitely know him and his face. And he was talking about the pros and cons of Philadelphia. And one of the things that he was saying was the cons of Philadelphia. First of all, the things that he was saying was the pros of Philadelphia. I was like, they weren't that much pro. They were like, oh, yeah, they have good food. People in Philadelphia know how to cook. I'm like, okay. I think people in any other city know how to cook, too. But they were saying that we have good food here. We have good nightlife. We have good restaurants and stuff. And I agree with that. But one of the cons that he was talking about was that there's a lot of nepotism here. And nepotism is when you basically when you only give opportunities to people that are in your circle. So it could be you only give opportunities to your family or to your club members or whatever. Outsiders don't get a chance to get their stuff off. They don't get a chance to advance. They don't get a chance to improve themselves. They don't get a chance to make more money. They don't get a chance to be in positions of leadership or authority. And when he said that, I said, there's a lot of truth to that. It's not all the way true. But one thing he said is that he said it's not about who you know. It is about who you know, but it's more about who knows you. And I got to thinking, like, he went on farther to say that in this city, the people who don't work, the people who are lazy, the people who get over all, who want to get over all the time, they are the ones who get promoted all the time. They are the ones who always are in positions of leadership. They are always the ones who get farther, and the ones that are busting their ass, taking leadership positions, or should I say positions of leadership, when they are actually putting in the work, they get passed over all the time. And are often called haters because they actually want to see the thing work the way it's supposed to, and they're busy following the rules instead of going over the rules, under the rules, behind the rules, getting by the rules because of somebody that they know who is putting them on and making sure that nobody gets ahead of them, even though they have done nothing or are doing nothing in order to keep their position. He made it seem like all of the lazy people who are not helping anything grow or advance are the ones who are winning out here because of nepotism, because their grandfather, their father, their uncle, their best friend, somebody who they grew up with put them on, and it's freezing everybody out. Everybody else is an outsider. And I can't front. I have experienced that. Maybe not on the level that some people have, but yeah, I've seen it happen. And I'm sure that that goes on everywhere, but I thought it was interesting that he fit that to the Philadelphia experience. And it made me wonder, like, in other places, do you actually get judged and hired, promoted, bonuses, raises, and things like that based on your performance? Because that's the way it's supposed to be. Are other places, are other cities out there more open to letting new people come in, fresh fresh new ideas and stuff like that? Or do they do some things like we do in Philadelphia also? Well, I guess from him speaking from all the way out in Arizona, even though he comes back to Philly to visit a lot, he said it's not like that out there. So I don't know. Well, I'm using that example. Well, I'm telling y'all about that example because opinions are probably the things that will make people make you eligible for nepotism or will freeze you out. Like, I don't think that he's good enough or she is good enough or he or she is a right fit to be able to come in here and work in our situation. Even if they are working to make the situation or our situation better. So what do y'all think about that? And for my Philly peoples, you know, what do y'all know about that? Was my man who was speaking about it, was he on point? Because he had my attention. He did. He had my attention with that. I had to think, like, nepotism. I've definitely experienced it. I've definitely seen it. And I've definitely heard a lot of stories that support that. T. Carey Wright says, I don't care about the opinion of the general public. I do care what my close friends and family think of me, but only to a certain point. I understand that. You know, we've been taught to guard our feelings. I just wonder if we've been taught to guard our feelings to a fault. Like, because on one hand, we're taught to not just have people around you who are yes people. If you have a bunch of yes men and yes women around you, then they're not going to tell you when you're messing up, when you're effing up, when you're not doing well, when you're not putting in enough work, when you're going to cost the whole organization, association, and the whole business or empire to crumble because you're concentrating on the wrong thing. We've seen certain entertainers have an entourage, and we hear that the entourage, nobody checked them. Nobody told them, yo, you can't do that, or yo, that's wrong, or yo, that's going to get everybody in trouble. As long as they were the ones making all the money, spending all the money and taking care of everybody, everybody just shut up and let them have their way. Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, Tupac Shakur, maybe even Biggie Smalls, even though I don't think that Biggie caused his own death. And I don't think that Michael Jackson caused his own death. But one thing is for sure, Michael Jackson had a drug problem. And he found himself a doctor that would feed him drugs instead of saying, yo, Mike, we got a problem here. What we need to do is secretly get you in a rehab and get you fixed. Because you stand to lose too much. Well, they said that Michael Jackson, because he had the money, he had the influence, he kept a bunch of yes people around him. You do what Mike told you to do. You do what Mike told you to do. Who gonna tell Michael Jackson no? Evidently, not enough people. Now, what does that have to do with people's opinions of him? You know, Michael Jackson had a lot of differing opinions of him by the public, his fans, people who didn't like him too much, especially the media. We've heard what with some of his colleagues, his peers thought about him. We've heard some good and some bad. We know, or we've heard that he was a very savvy businessman. There's more than enough evidence to support that. You know, some people's opinions of him was that he was a shark. He was a shark. When he smelled blood in the water, he gonna eat you. He gonna bite you real hard, and you're not gonna survive it. Was that just an opinion of him? There are some incidents. Paul McCartney and the Beatles catalog kind of supports that, doesn't it? Shoot, Michael Jackson even bought the Happy Birthday song. Not all the way, but he had some stock in it. But you know. So we can say that people's opinions of us don't matter, but they kind of do. I mean, whenever we say we don't want to be out here looking dumb or getting played, those are opinions. I don't want to look like a clown out here. It's an opinion. When we see these young girls out here with all this crazy makeup on and these silly looking eyelashes and stuff, yeah, you can say that, Omar, that's just your opinion of what they look like. Yeah, it is my opinion. And I'm not alone in that opinion. I'm not. So how is it if that's not only my opinion, how can that opinion not matter? Maybe it doesn't matter to the person who's doing it, but I think it does. Mostly all of us have gone back in our pictures from when we were little, growing up, teenagers, even when we were in our 20s. And we look at those pictures and we ask ourselves, what were we thinking? What were we doing? What are we wearing? And one thing is for sure and consistent. People had opinions of us back then. Some we listened to and some we didn't. You know, we were taught, most of us were taught to always lead and never to follow. But that's not even possible. You can't lead all the time. You have to learn to lead. And the way that you learn to lead is by following someone who is a good leader. An effective leader, a responsible leader. Hopefully they are respectable. Hopefully they are responsible. Hopefully they are worthy. Hopefully they are good. They might not be. Sometimes they don't be. So opinions can matter, even when they don't know you. Just because I don't know you don't mean I can't see you. I'm not blind. Yo, my opinion is that you are doing the youth a disservice. You're teaching them how to do all the things that are going to get them locked up and are going to get them killed. You telling me, well, that's just your opinion. I'm teaching them young boys how to make it out here in these streets. They already out here in these streets, so I need to show them how to make it. You're not showing them how to make it. You're showing them how to always have the cops chasing them. You're showing them how to always have to be going back and forth to court. You're showing them how to be locked up for a while and spend years and have years of their lives wasted in incarceration. That's what you're doing. Well, that's just your opinion. You don't know because you ain't about this life. You ain't in these streets like we are. You ain't a G. You ain't a gangster. So you wouldn't know. You a square. Opinions don't matter? Okay. So, yeah, how much opinions do or don't matter? That's what we're talking about tonight. Hey, y'all, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Mizzen Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about how much opinions do or don't matter. I am of the opinion that opinions do matter. Of course, you can't allow everyone's differing opinions to run your life. Or govern your life, I should say. But you can use somebody's opinion of you to make you make improvements to your behavior, to your appearance, to your performance, a lot of things. You know, have you ever known that you weren't so good at something and then somebody tried to hype you up for whatever reason? And was trying to, you know, tell you that you was all that and this, that, and the third. You like, my man, I came in sixth. Well, yeah, you came in sixth, but that's a pretty good placement. It was only 8 people in it. I came in sixth. Still, man, I mean, I was watching what you was doing. I was watching what you was doing. And I mean, maybe it's just my opinion, but you was killing it. You might want to listen to that, but you know damn well, yo, you gassing me. You gassing my head up. You know, I know I got to be better. I got to do better. I got to try harder. I got to learn more. So why are you sitting here gassing my head, telling me that I'm all this, that, and the third, like I'm good enough? Their legitimate opinion of you may be that you were better than the others, and it was maybe some nepotism or whatever that was keeping you from placing well. Well, it has happened before, but it can only go but so far. But like I said, somebody may have an opinion of you that may compel you to do better. Somebody might have an opinion of you that might make you improve yourself. Well, like, I saw what you was doing up there, and I ain't gonna front. You was good. You have all the right tools. But if you want my opinion, and I know you didn't ask for it, but I think that if you switch this around, then I think you would get a lot better results, because I saw how the crowd or the judges were responding to when you did this. And I was like, yo, that's the livest part, but he don't know how to deliver it. Or he should have spent more time or less time on that part. And it was just a person's opinion. You could easily blow him off and be like, well, that's just your opinion. I think I did it right. I think I did it good. I think that the only reason I didn't win was because of blah, 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 blah. Or the only reason I didn't place well was because of blah, 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 blah. Okay. All right. Well, you know, my man, listen, that was just my opinion. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't have to take my opinion, but that's just what I saw. You know, keep doing your thing. Even if you blow somebody off like that, later on, you're going to think about it like, your ego, your out-of-control ego might tell you to blow them off, cuss them out, dismiss them, or maybe even strike back at them. Well, you think that I should have did this. I think you should mind your business. How many times have we seen people do that? Yeah, I think you should just mind your business. I'm like, okay. I'm going to mind my business next time. I'm going to keep my opinions right to myself and let you fall flat on your face, you big dummy. You ain't never going to win not doing that shit. That's just my opinion, too. Oops. Robbie Mink says, I can't live my life about other people's opinion about me. There are some important things going on. Well, what if people's opinions about you are good, though? Can you live your life around that? What if a lot of people's opinions of you are like, Robbie is a very nice person. I think that she's thoughtful. I think that she's smart. I think that she has a lot of good things going on. I think that, you know, life has dealt her some unfair cards, but, you know, I think that she's played them well. Can you live your life around that? Because if you can live your life around the positive reinforcement, then you can live part of your life around the negative things. Because life in nature is all about balance. You know, we're taught that we have to take the good with the bad, right? But with this whole opinion thing, what gets me is that we're not taught, like I said, we're taught that opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. Everybody has one. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. If everybody has one, then it has to be important. Everybody has two arms, two legs, 10 fingers, a heart, liver, lungs. Yeah, those things are important. Try living without them. Now, of course, opinions are subjective because people's opinions of you can be swayed one way or another based on whether they like you or not. But even if a person doesn't like you, it doesn't mean that they can't see the good in you. I know I've held opinions about people that I didn't like, but I never tried to take away what what they had. Like, I'm quick to tell a person, listen, I don't like this muff. I don't. I don't think that they are good, blah, 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 blah. But what they do well, I'm always quick to acknowledge it. Like, yo, he's the best at this, that, and the third. But he ain't my cup of tea. He ain't for me. So if you want this thing done right, he's one of those people that you should definitely employ. But don't get in bed with him. Don't get caught up with him. Because that ain't a good thing. Use him for the services that he's providing and then keep it moving. Do whatever you're going to do. But don't get involved with him. You know? Sort of like, listen, I don't know, he's the best race car driver, but don't date him. Whatever you do, don't date him. He's a horrible, okay. How many times have we seen some a man who was a great father, but a horrible boyfriend, a horrible husband? Sometimes we don't want to acknowledge it because it may be so personal to us that we don't want to acknowledge anything good about that person. You know, we all in our feelings. I know women who have done it. How can you be you can't be a great father if you a bad husband? How are you gonna do that? Easily. You ain't married to your kids. It's a whole different entity. Like, look, you might not be that good at walking, but you might be real good at chewing bubble gum. You can't walk and chew bubble gum at the same time. Yes, I can. I'm just limping, but I'm chewing this gum. Yeah, you can be a horrible boyfriend, a horrible father. I'm sorry, a horrible boyfriend or a horrible husband. But you can be the most attentive, gentle, responsive, just a great father, making sure that your children don't end up like you or run into the same issues that made you become who you are. You can be a great dad and still be a horrible boyfriend or husband. I've seen it a lot. My own dad, he was a great father. But as a husband, let's put it this way. May my late great father rest in peace. But while he was alive, I ain't want him messing around with my mom no more. Like, nah, I'm good. You know, a lot of people want their parents to get back together. I was like, nah. I knew my dad too intimately. I knew my dad. Me and him were too close for him to get back with my mom. Like, I ain't gonna get into no situation where I'm gonna be snitching on my father to my mom. That's what we not gonna do. But what we also not gonna do is have a situation where I'm gonna need to snitch on my father to my mom, because I'm gonna do it. Yeah. I'm loyal to both of them, but what we're not going to do is have one play in the other in my secrecy. He was a great father. He really was. He made me into the man I am today. There's no denying that. And that's whatever you think of me as a man. He's responsible for that. But my opinion of him as a husband, nah. We ain't got to do both. We ain't got to do both. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I knew too much. And that's my opinion. My opinion of him as a husband might have been different from the perspective of my other siblings. But that's what we was working with. So A person doesn't have to know you in order to have an opinion of you that's right or wrong or that's good or bad. They don't have to know you. Based on the information that you have given them, they can make an assessment about the kind of person that you are, and they will. They're not going to, everybody is not going to ask for your permission to have an opinion of you. The best thing that you can do, in my opinion, is to make sure that you conduct yourself in a way that people's opinions will be, people's opinions of you will be better than worse. I say this all the time, and I'll say it again. People do things for people that they like. People do things to people that they don't like. Once again, people do things for people that they like. People do things to people that they don't like. If I have a bunch of money, a bunch of opportunities that I can give to whatever and whoever. I got this pot of gold over here. I can't spend all the gold myself. They told me I got to give some of the gold away. Who do you think I'm going to give my gold away to? Some random, I don't know this nigga from a can of paint? Or to my people that I do know and that I do like? Who do you think? I mean, this is a no-brainer. I'm not going to give this pot of gold over here or these geese with the golden eggs. You think I'm going to give them to this random nigga, this nobody nigga that I never, yo, do you know him? Does anybody know this cat? Nah, you know, I mean, he seemed all right, but I don't know him. But guess what? He ain't getting none of this gold. But I know Randy, Dave, Bob, Jay, Skeet, Rob, Boo, Poo, you know, I don't really mess with Tone like that. But yeah, Tone getting some of this today. Because I know them. I know them. They might not be the best, my best friend, but I know them. And I dig them. They cool. They not my besties, but they good. They going to get it. These cats that I don't know or that I don't like, they not getting nothing. They not getting it. And that's the way the world works. So the more people that you can have a good opinion of you, at least in the back of their mind, if they have something that may be available to you, you know, you can get some consideration instead of being shut out because you didn't know them or that, you know, they looked at you like you standoffish. You don't care, you know, you figure you already got it already. I've run into a lot of that. You know, I present myself in a way that people think that I'm so self-sufficient or whatever. Or I give off this energy like I'm already paid. Or I don't need y'all. I'll get it on my own. And that has come to bite me in my ass plenty of times. More times than I know about. It's happened behind the scenes a lot of times. I didn't even know. But I'm like, wait a minute. I know I did good here. I know I tore this thing up and blah, blah. But how come I didn't get such and such you got? After a while, the light bulb goes off like. When I told such and such that I don't care what you think about me. As a matter of fact, F you. Oh, pussy. Like, get out of my face with all of that. You trying to play me. But guess what? Such and such knew such and such who was giving out such and such, and I didn't get none. Yeah, maybe he was petty for freezing me out or whatever, but that's my problem. That's a me problem, not his. It was my job to make his opinion of me a little bit better, and I failed to do that. It's all on me. It's all on me that I didn't finesse him or her. It happens. You live and you learn. Not saying that that's going to make me
change the whole way that I do things, but I'm just telling y'all that because I know for a fact that I have messed up some opportunities. Like, my energy sometimes is a little bit too independent, a little bit too, I'm gonna tell y'all something that happened today. I took a little ride. I went to the store, and I came back from the store, and there was these two guys on my block. I don't know the guys, you know, they round the way dudes. They haven't been living on the block very long. And one of the dudes said, "Oh yeah, that's the man with the money right there," and he caught my attention when he said that. I said, nah, we ain't doing that. He said, nah, and it's funny because I was wondering where that came from. I was listening to the music that they was playing. They were playing the versus battle between the Lox and Dipset, and I could hear Jadakiss rapping. I was like, oh, y'all listening to the versus battle with Dipset? And it was like, he didn't even hear me when I asked him that. He was like, yeah, that's the boy right there. That's the man with the money right there. And I was like, nah, no, it ain't. He said, yeah, you looking good, man. You looking good. And I was like, now, the reason I said that, no, I'm not the man with the money, because number one, I'm not. But I realized that to him, I look turned out like he's been watching me. He sees that maybe to him I dress nice. I care about my appearance. I look like money. To him. To other people, no, not so much. But to him, I look like money. This man told me, you looking good, man. It was a compliment. I was like, yeah, thanks. But I know if you think I got money, maybe later on you'll stick a gun in my face. Or you'll break in my car. Or you'll see what time I leave my house and break in my house and take what I have. So no, I didn't want to look like money to him. But that was his opinion. Yeah, he definitely got my attention. I'm like, oh, here we go. Did I handle that situation the best? I don't know. Time will tell with that. Time will tell. But it was definitely his opinion that I was somebody to either respect, keep your eye on, or somebody that has it going on. If my ego was out of control, I'd be like, yeah, that's right. I got it like that. Uh-uh. No. I live in the city of Philadelphia. I know where those kind of opinions of you will get you. All right, y'all. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. November. June 10th. Anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Wait, what am I talking about? I didn't even do the birthday shout-outs. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Rashia Jones. Happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for She's Ready Foundation. That's a nonprofit. No, yeah. She Ready Foundation. Okay. And also Robin. Wait a minute. Robin Edside turning 61 years old today. And Chandra Carpenter turning 50 years old today. And Kelly J. Tilly turning 52 years old today.
and Nicole Daniels, happy birthday to you, and Natasha Brown, turning 44 years old today, and Ann Bascom, turning 65 years old today, and Elaine Morgan, turning 54 years old today, and Rashida Stinson, happy birthday to you, and Kenny Williams. And that's, I believe that's my man, comedian Kenny Williams of New York fame, very funny dude, turning 53 years old today. He's raising money for Jamaica Center for Arts and Learning. All right, good stuff. And my girl Faye Moore, also from NYC, and also Jamaican, of Jamaican ancestry. And last but not least, David Parr, turning 51 years old today. Me and him be going to war on words with friends. He's very good. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 10th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, check it out. Listen to what we say. I said, listen to what we say. I said, listen to what we check it out. People's opinions of you do matter. And people's opinions overall matters. Now, there are many times when the majority is totally wrong. Nazi Germany, the right-wing party of the Trump administration, people who like liver. But just like anything else in life, you have to sift through the good and the bad and decide which one is good and good and or bad for you. It can't all be good. It can't all be bad. But you have to find a way. We need to find a way to train each other or be trained to deal with negative opinions of ourselves besides just trying to block them out. We need to be taught and trained how to change people's opinions of ourselves without losing ourselves in the process or doing something even more negative in the process. Or making ourselves become used and abused. But we need to find a way to be able to process the information of negative opinions that people hold of us and find out if it has any validity. If it has any validity, then it's not a bad opinion of us. It's just an opinion of us that needs to be worked upon, improved upon, done better, whatever. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death, resuscitate y'all, and love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m. for another Daily Go. I'm sorry, for the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. It is Friday night, and I want y'all to be careful out there, please. Be careful out there in them streets. There's still a pandemic going on, you know. Yes, there is. There's still a pandemic going on. There's all kinds of stuff going on out there that can suck us down into the quicksand or into the whirlpool. We don't want to go. So y'all be careful. Make the best decisions that you can out there. So Blog Talk, let me get y'all out of here, baby. You go bye-bye, Blog Talk. You go bye-bye. Yes, you do.